Welcome to the Self-Compassionate Moment Meditation. This is a meditation you can practice anytime during the day when you need a break and to remind you that to be loving and kind towards yourself. Dr. Christine Neff, the leading researcher on self-compassion, proposes that there are three key principles to self-compassion. The first one is mindful awareness. That is allowing ourselves to be with painful feelings as they are, rather than avoiding or suppressing them. The second element is common humanity. That is seeing our experience as part of a larger human experience and not in isolation. The third element is self-kindness. That is treating ourselves with love and kindness rather than harsh judgments. We're going to practice these three principles in this meditation now. You can practice this meditation sitting down on the floor, on a chair, or even lying down. Just make sure that you are in a comfortable position. If you are sitting on the chair, make sure that your feet are firmly on the ground and your spine is in a relaxed but still alert position. Now, I'd like to invite you to bring in mind some difficult or challenging situations that you're facing right now, or something that you're feeling frustrated about. Don't choose something that is overwhelmingly difficult if you just begin the practice. Choose something that can cause some stress in the body when you think about it. Now take a few deep breaths. See if you can find the emotions or any emotional discomfort in your body at the moment. Where do you feel it the most? Make contact with the sensations as they arise in your body. Now we're going to repeat a few phrases to direct love and kindness to ourselves. Firstly, I'd like to invite you to say to yourself slowly, "This is a moment of suffering. This is a moment of suffering." Acknowledging and accepting the suffering is the first step to self-compassion. There is nothing you need to do at the moment. Just stay with your feelings. Accept it as it is. You may want to find a phrase or language that speaks to you. For example, "This is tough. This hurts." Secondly, I'd like to invite you to say to yourself, "Suffering is part of living. Suffering is part of living." This is acknowledging that you are not alone in this. Suffering and struggling are part of life, and that we all have times of difficulties. Again, you may find a phrase, a language that speaks to you. For example, "Other people feel this way too. I am not alone. We all face difficulties in our lives." If you wish, you may place your hands over your heart or wherever it feels soothing on your body. Just feel the warmth and the gentle touch of your hands. Breathe through it. Finally, you may direct love and kindness towards yourself by saying, "May I be kind to myself. May I give myself the compassion that I need." Again, you can choose a phrase or language that speaks to you. For example, "May I accept myself as I am. I'm here for you. I care for you. It is going to be okay. May I learn to accept myself as I am." If you're having trouble finding the right language, sometimes it helps to imagine what you might say to a good friend who is struggling with the same situation. Can you say something similar to yourself, letting the words roll gently through your mind? As we finish the exercise, I'd like to invite you to take a few deep breaths. And just take a moment to notice how you're feeling right now. How your body is feeling right now. How your heart is feeling right now. Take a few more deep breaths. And gently bring yourself back to the room. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. Thank you for taking the time to take the self-compassionate moment. I hope you enjoy it.